The search suspended for the night. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Coast Guard and Maryland State Police will resume the search tomorrow for the bodies of the members of a road crew who plunged into the river after a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore early this morning.
At 0600 hours tomorrow, we're hoping to put divers in the water and begin a more detailed search to do our very best to recover those six missing people.
Maryland State Police Colonel Roland Butler, the Guatemalan consulate in Maryland, says two of the missings are citizens of that country. State and federal help is on the way.
Throughout the day, we did receive updates from various state, local, and federal officials, each promising more than the last to rebuild as soon as possible. Meantime, over at the White House, President Biden offered to provide any and all federal assistance needed to clear the waterway and to resume port traffic, which is critical to both national commerce as well as national security.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The Supreme Court heard arguments on whether the FDA went too far with an increased access to an abortion drug.
The Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine sued the FDA, saying their rule changes making it easier to get abortion drug mifepristone violated the law. But Supreme Court justices like Elena Kagan heavily questioned the group's attorney Aaron Hawley about whether the group even had standing or proper legal cause to sue. Hawley said, yeah, one client, a doctor, had to perform a procedure on a woman after she'd taken mifepristone.
She herself performed that.
That is correct,
Your Honor. And did she have an opportunity to object? Did she object?
No, Your Honor. Again, these are life-threatening situations.
The Biden administration's solicitor general argued the real harm here would be to the drug approval process and women if the justices do not side with the FDA.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The high court is expected to rule by late June. A New York judge has issued a gag order against former President Trump in his hush money case. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A Russian court has extended the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's accused of spying.
This Moscow court ruled that he has to stay behind bars for even more months. The hearing was closed to the press, but we do have images that show him appearing to be in good spirits. He was even seen smiling. The judge granted the request of Russia's Federal Security Service that Gershkovich remain in jail until June 30th as he awaits his trial. But it's a trial for which there is still no date set. It will be this Friday that will mark 1 year since the 32-year-old was arrested, and he's appeared in court 12 times in the last 12 months. U.S. Ambassador Lynn Tracy described today's decision as being particularly painful.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Gershkovich denies he's a spy. If he's found guilty, he could spend up to 20 years in prison. The State Department and the Wall Street Journal continue to call for his release. A British court has ruled Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. on spying charges unless U.S. authorities guarantee he won't get the death penalty. If no assurances are filed, the judges will grant Assange permission to appeal his extradition on grounds including freedom of expression. The case has been adjourned until May 20th. China is fighting restrictions on U.S. subsidies for buying an electric car in the U.S.
China has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization, calling the Inflation Reduction Act discriminatory and claiming it distorts fair competition. China's Ministry of Commerce says it will use the complaint to challenge electric vehicle subsidies in the U.S. The act allows buyers who meet the qualifications to claim a $7,500 clean vehicle tax credit for buying an EV. The credit is not available for cars with parts from a foreign entity of concern that covers any firm based in China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia.
Fox's Jenny Casola. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.